وقل رب زدني علما.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. This is the class from the book البلوغ المرام، بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله. Chapter 11 الباب الحادي عشر، باب صلاة المسافر والمريض. Chapter 11 The prayer of a traveler and a sick person. Inshallah, we're going to start from Hadith 345. Hadith number 345. قال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه أي عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من المدينة إلى مكة فكان يصلي ركعتين حتى رجعنا إلى المدينة. متفق عليه واللفظ للبخاري. Narrated Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. We went from Al-Madinah to Mecca with Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he prayed two rak'at at each time of a prayer till we return to Al-Madinah. Agree upon, and the wording is Al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. So in this hadith, the Sahabi mentioned that they traveled with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Medina to Mecca, and until he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned back to Medina, he was praying two rak'ah. Meaning the four rak'ah prayers, the Dhuhr and Isha and Maghrib, Dhuhr and Asr and Isha, those four rak'ahs, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying two rak'ah. Which means that a traveler should shorten those prayers, should pray just two rak'ah instead of four. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال أقام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 19 يوما يقصر في لفظ بمكة 19 يوما رواه البخاري. وفي رواية لأبي داود 17 وفي أخرى 15 وله عن عمران بن حسين 18 وله عن جابر أقام بتبوك 20 يوما يقصر الصلاة. ورواته ثقات إلا أنه اختلف في وصله. نارد ابن عباس may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he had stopped for 19 days, meaning he made a journey during which he had a stop of 19 days during which he shortened his prayers. In a narration of Al-Bukhari, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed 19 days in Mecca. In narration of Abu Dawood, 17 days. And in another, 15 days. The narration of Dawood from Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu anhu has 18 days. His narration from Jabir radiallahu anhu has Allah's Messenger sallallahu stay at Tabuk for 20 days and he shortened the prayers, meaning during his stay. It is narrated are reliable except that there is difference about whether or not it is mausul, unbroken chain of narrators. In this hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled and in his journey he stopped somewhere, sometime in Mecca, sometime in Tabuk, sometime in another hadith in Khaybar, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he stopped those places, he was shortening the prayer. So sometimes he shortened the prayer, some narration, 19 days, he stayed a place, like a Mecca. 19 days. Prophet was in Mecca. Tabuk, 20 days. Some narration is in Mecca, 17. Another narration, 15. Another one, 18. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stayed in Tabuk 20 days. So that length of time, Prophet was in one place. He was staying in one place, in Mecca, or in Tabuk, or in Khaybar. Yet he was shortening the prayer. Therefore, some of the people of knowledge, like Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the narrator of hadith, he said, if you stay, if you are a traveler, you stay, you stop somewhere 19 days, shorten the prayer. Shorten the prayer. More than that, complete the prayer. So for instance, you travel from here to, you want to go to Mecca. On your way to Mecca, you stop in Turkey. Turkey. In Turkey. And then you stay there 19 days. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu say, these 19 days, shorten the prayer. 19 days or less. Tayyib. Some of the people of knowledge, they say no limit. As long as you stay there, you are not in the place which is your destination, which is you didn't return to your place, or you didn't relocate to a new place. You are temporarily there. Even if you stay there years, they say, you are a traveler. You shorten the prayer, they said it. We have mentioned that majority of scholars, they choose the opinion of if you stay a place more than 4 days, you are not considered a traveler. More than 4 days. More than 4 days, you are not considered a traveler. But 4 days or less, you are a traveler. How do we know which one is strong? These are the people of knowledge, the ulama, they differ. Some of them say 19 days if you stay someplace. Some of them they say unlimited. Some of them they say 4 days, more than 4 days. Some of them say more than 5 days. How we know? Tayyib. Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, we mentioned his opinion. He chosen if you stay more than 4 days. Why? He said, it is the only time. It is the only time we figure out from the Sunnah we know Prophet ﷺ, he intended to stay a place. And even though he intended to stay the place, yet he shortened the prayer. He acted like a traveler. The only time they say is when he ﷺ went Mecca to perform Hajj. He ﷺ came to Mecca when the fourth day. He stayed the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth. Then the eighth, he left to Mina. So Prophet ﷺ, he came for Hajj. He didn't come for Baral. He didn't come for any other things. He came to Mecca the fourth day of the Hijjah. So he ﷺ was planning to stay until when? The eighth, because that's when the Hajj action starts. Even though he ﷺ knew he staying those, he was planning to stay those 4 days, yet he shortened the prayer. He acted like a traveler. Okay, how about 19 days? How about 20 days in Tabuk, 19 days in Mecca? Those ulama, they say, in those situations, Prophet was at war. He was confronting his enemy. like Khaybar, like Tabuk. He was at war. He went there for fighting. And he didn't know, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he will return. He didn't know when he will be, when the battle will end. He didn't know that. So they say, anyone who is in that situation, yes, we agree with you. Even if you stay there years, you are a traveler. For instance, someone, he went to another state. Why? In order to apply a job. The company, they said, they will call him. Or he's waiting like any other important things, a wedding. He want to marry, and they waiting the wali to come. He's somewhere in India. As long as he remain there, even if it takes years, he's a traveler. The ulama, they agree on that. But what they differ is when it's specified, he planned that till those days, he's planning to stay. They say, the way Shaykh Ibn Baz and others, the only time we knew, we know that Prophet, he was planning to stay there, is when he went to make Hajj and he stayed 4 days. And still he was shortening the prayer. This is where Shaykh Ibn Baz, subhanallah, some masail. The early ulama, Aim al-Arba'ah, they differ. Until now, the ulama, they differ. What do you, how you understand? This issue, Shaykh Ibn Baz and Shaykh Uthaymeen, they differ. They differ. And they read the same thing. They have the same manhaj. They go back to the same book, the same source. They know, they read the same thing, but they have different answers. How you understand? Abdul Karim, what do you think? Shaykh Ibn Baz, Shaykh Uthaymeen, MashaAllah. We say Shaykh Albani is in Sham, for instance, Shaykh Muqbil is in Yemen. They are in both in Saudi Arabia. From Hayatul Kibar Ulama. The same manhaj. All of them, they have the same manhaj. Alhamdulillah. Salafi, wherever they have the same manhaj. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Dayib, alhamdulillah. So it goes back to the human being understanding. It is to their understanding. Otherwise, the same text, this Shaykh really reading. They have the same principle, they have the same foundation, they have the same fundamentals to understand, they have the same. You see that? But example, that actually happened from the Sahaba themselves. Prophet, he talked to them, he said, none of you should pray Asr prayer until he reached Bani Qurayza, the Jewish spot. نَوْبَ لَا يُصَلِّيَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا فِي بَنِي قُرَيْدَ. None of you should pray Asr until in Bani Qurayza. That's clear message from Prophet Muhammad Sallam, from his wording, his language. Sahaba heard it, they apply it, they move. Asr time come, some of them say we pray. Some of them say no. Prophet Sallam, don't pray until there. We are not yet Bani Qurayza. Some of them say Prophet Sallam, he meant to hasten, to go fast. He didn't mean to delay the prayer time. They say, no, Prophet said, don't pray until there. Some of them pray, some of them delay. When Prophet Muhammad was informed, he didn't say anything. He didn't say that. Those who understand that way, they were right. Nothing. Until now, the ulama, they differ. Who of those two from the Sahaba who was, who correctly understood what Prophet ﷺ meant? Because surely Prophet ﷺ, he didn't mean something contradictive. He only meant one thing. ﷺ, right? He was sent to unite his ummah, not to divide. So he wanted one thing, not two. He didn't want some of them to pray, some of them not to pray. So which one? علماء ديفر until now شيخ ابن باز شيخ عثيمين he says those who delay the salah those who pray the salah on time are those who were corrected and some علماء they say المهم why Prophet ﷺ didn't talk to them why he didn't say this is what the right thing the علماء they say because both of them they did what they able and the both of them they get ajr who corrected they get two ajr who mistake they get one ajr that because that's all they can do it because both ways come in the sharia sometimes Prophet he say a statement he mean literally he mean the wording and sometimes no he mean a meaning not the wording is it understandable and people they use their language sometimes someone says to you give me a second hold on a second do you say he's lying no he's not lying because you know what he means give me some time short time al-ibra بالحقيقة والمعاني لا بالألفاظ علماء they have this principle فقهاء the consideration is not the words is the meaning the realities so sometimes the sharia it comes this way and sometimes this way here is the issue in this sentence in this speech person what he meant this محل الاجتهاد so whoever correct he get ajr two whoever mistake he get one ajr so the one who mistake has no reason he is not in a position to blame him لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها he tried his best he want to please Allah to obey the messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he is qualified to understand he's not an ignorant person he's somebody who understands what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he understands his language he understands sallallahu alaihi wasallam his deed but yet so this is example And that saw many, even in the Sahaba, in the inheritance they delivered, Abu Bakr and Umar. Rather, Umar himself has two different fatwa on the same issue. He gave verdict on an issue, and that's the way the property were divided, the inheritance. And next time the same another issue happened, took place, he judged the same way. But those people, they talk back. They say, Amir al-Mu'mineen, how? And they talk. And then he changed his previous fatwa. Umar bin Khattab. He said, yesterday we judged that, today we judge this. Because, radiallahu anhu, the way he considered first the issue, now he considered a different way when they brought the issue. Is this understandable? And subhanAllah, even Prophet Muhammad, he himself, sometimes he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approach an issue a certain way, and when some of the Sahaba talk to him, he changed. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Sahih Muslim, when he sent his Sahaba, Abu Bakr, Abu Huraira, to give glad tidings to the people. Whoever say, Ashhadu an la ilaha wa Ashhadu Muhammad, believe, he entered Jannah. And he go, Abu Huraira, He carried the two shoes of the Prophet ﷺ as a sign. Do you believe أَتَشَدُّ أَلَىٰ لَهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولَ Yes. أَنْتَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَبَشِّرُكَ بِالْجَنَّةِ I give you great times of Jannah. And then he met, until he met Umar. When he said that Umar, he hit him back. He hit him back. He has pain. He cried. This is Sahih Muslim. He went to the Prophet ﷺ. Umar followed him. Umar رضي الله عنه used to defend the religion. رضي الله تعالى عنه. So he didn't accept that. To him, he said, "This is." Then Abu Huraira, he mentioned, "Oh, the Messenger of Allah, you send me with this." Yes, I say that to Umar. He hit me. Prophet ﷺ asked Umar, "Why you did?" Umar he mentioned the reason. Prophet ﷺ he said to Abu Huraira, "Don't tell people. Stop it from that." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah. This is Sahih Muslim. So, if this is the case of Messenger Muhammad, how about the Sahaba? How about the people of knowledge? Therefore, Imam Shafi'i have two madhab: madhab al-qadim, madhab al-jadid. The madhab he had in Iraq, and the madhab he had in Egypt after time. Famous madhab. is now what Ahl Bid'ah saying, that he changed when he came to Egypt because of new culture, new custom. He considered that a kidding, that's a lie. No. He changed because he had new knowledge. He went to Mecca, he met with the people of knowledge, then he came to Egypt, he met with the new of knowledge, who took ilm from the Sahaba, because the companions, they went different places. They went to Iraq, they went to Medina, they went to Yemen, they went to Egypt. So each one carried his knowledge and taught people. So Imam Shafi'i, when he left Iraq and he went to Mecca, he met with the people of knowledge, then he went to Egypt, he met with the people of knowledge, he learned. That's why he changed his fatwa. Not because of he considered cultures of the people. There are some people today, subhanAllah, they say, it's culture, this is our culture, this is our custom. Somebody telling me, someone saying, the women should follow janazah. Why? He said, here in America, this is our culture. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Alhamdulillah, he's not Salafi. His principle is not upon the correct understanding. That's why. No, Prophet ﷺ, the Sahabiya, she mentioned, Nuhina an ittiba'il janaiz. We were forbade to follow the janazah. Walam yu'zam alayna, but it was not emphasized so strong. The ulama, they differ on that. Is it because it's a mandate, it's forbade, but that prohibition is not strong like other prohibitions? Or no, it means it was forbade, it means it's like it, but it's permissible. But none of them say women follow the janazah like the men. But this person, he's saying that, because he said here in America, this is our culture. Culture contradicts to the teachings of the Islam. That's wrong. Yes, there is a situation to consider the culture, but not this situation. Which there is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, which the Muslims were forbidden. Al-Muhim. So Imam Shafi'i, he went there, he got new knowledge, he changed the fatwa. So the same alim give different fatwa. The same ulama on the same place give different fatwa from day one until now. So what Ahl Sunnah they do, alhamdulillah, you listen to this alim, you listen to this alim, what they use, the one you think is close to the sunnah, you stick to it, and you respect and you honor that alim. And whoever blind, follow him. Because if the alim is being excused, how about the blind follower, the ignorant, the layman? The layman were commanded to ask those they trust their religion, if they cannot understand it. There are some issues, like Sheikh Albani said, even he himself, he yuqallid, he follow other ulama. Because the alim, he cannot be specialized in every subject. Some of them specialize in fiqh, spend more time. Some of them in hadith. So the one who is in fiqh, he may not in detail takhrijul hadith, the ruling of the hadith. So he take that from the people of hadith. The same thing, the muhaddith, who busy with the chains, the narrators, their lifestyle, everything related to that, he may not have that much time to spend with understanding the fiqh. And Prophet Muhammad he mentioned that there is from the ummah someone who have hadith, he carried the fiqh, but he is not faqih. نَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مُرَأً سَمِعَ مَقَالَتِي فَوَعَاهَا وَحَفِذَهَا وَبَلَّغَهَا فَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فِقْهٍ لَيْسَ بِفَقِهِ وَرُبَّ حَامِلِ فِقْهٍ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ أَفْقَهُ مِنْهُ. Prophet ﷺ said, hadith sahih Muslim. So someone who teach people hadith, he convey it to someone who understand better than him. So some people, they memorize, and some people, they understand. So the one who understand, he need the one who memorize the change, the authenticity of the. And the one who, the muhaddith, who carried the hadith, he doesn't have fiqh, he has a fiqh, but not like the other one. And there are ulama who are both muhaddithun fuqaha. There are ulama, Allah gave them both. Like Imam Thalatha, Imam Shafi'i, إمام مالك إمام أحمد بن حنبل they were both فقهاء محدثون. إمام أبو حنيفة رحمه الله he was faqih رحمه الله specialized in fiqh. He was given that فيس. Even the أئمة ثلاثة إمام شافعي praise إمام أبو حنيفة with, but حديث إمام أبو حنيفة even in حديث is weak. So المهم the point is if the علماء they deliver the traveler, the journey, the traveler, if he stay a place, will he be considered a traveler, or he will be considered a resident since he is in he stay somewhere? They differ. Including Sheikh Ibn Baz, Sheikh Uthaymeen used to see, and he said that the class he gave us, rahimahullah, in the jami'ah, that the student of knowledge who is accepted by the university and he stay there 4 years or more, they give him a residency 4 years, they limit, he is a traveler. 4 years, 5 years, Sheikh Uthaymeen, he sees that. And Sheikh Ibn Baz, he say, 4 days. More than 4 days, he is a resident. And this is the reason they differ because of this narration. والعلم عند الله, the majority of ulama, they choose more than anyone who stay in a place more than 4 days. More than 4 days, he intend to stay more than 4 days, he is not considered a traveler. Because of that, they say that's the only time they know the person, he stay a place and he planned to stay and still he was shortening. Also, Imam Shafi'i, he said that the one, the origin is the salah to complete. Even traveler, the origin is to complete. It's not a mandatory. It was made easy for the traveler. And he said because the traveler who pray behind a resident, it is agreed upon the sunnah is to complete. So you are a traveler and you pray behind a resident, you should complete the salah, 4 rak'ah. So he said, this is the proof that the origin is 4 rak'ah. The origin is 4 rak'ah. Otherwise, if he pray in Fajr, he will not be commanded to add anything to it. La, 2 rak'ah, 2 rak'ah. Maghrib, 3 rak'ah. If he add one more rak'ah, it's nullified. How now if he pray the 2 rak'ah plus another 2 rak'ah still is valid? It is the sunnah. It's because the origin, they say, is the traveler to complete, but it was made easy for him. Al-Muhim, ala kulli hal, wallahu a'lam, inshallah, that's what the majority of the people of knowledge, Imam Ahmad, Imam Shafi'i, and many ulama, they choose. In our time, Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, and Lajna Da'ima, Hayat Kibar Ulama, they have that's their fatwa. Then the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala said, Imam Wa'an Anas radiallahu anhu, Qala kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Idha irtahala qabla an taziga al-shamsu akhara al-dhuhra ila waqt al-asr, thumma nazala fajama'a baynahuma. فإن زاغت الشمس قبل أن يرتحل صلى الظهر ثم ركب. متفق عليه. وفي رواية الحاكم في الأربعين بالإسناد الصحيح صلى الظهر والعصر ثم ركب. ولأبي نعيم في مستخرج مسلم كان إذا كان في سفر فزالت الشمس صلى الظهر والعصر جميعا ثم ارتحل. Narrated Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means while on a journey, proceeded before the sun had declined from the center of the sky, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delayed the dhuhr prayer till the time of the asr prayer. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then alight and combine the two prayers. If the sun declined before he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam move off, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer the dhuhr prayer and ride in his travel, agree upon. in the narration of Al-Hakim, quoted in the Al-Arba'in with a sahih isnad, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed Dhuhr and Asr, then rode, meaning his beast, to continue his journey. Abu Nu'aym has in his Mustadrak of Muslim, while on a journey, if the sun declined, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray Dhuhr and Asr together and then continue his journey. طيب, in this hadith, even though this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and it's very clear, amazing, the Hanafiyun, they don't accept it. Be careful, listen to this hadith. Narrated Anas radiallahu anhu, when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means while on a journey, proceeded before the sun had declined from the center of the sky, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delayed the Dhuhr prayer till the time of the Asr prayer. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then alight and combine the two prayers. If the sun declined before he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved off, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer the Dhuhr prayer and rode, meaning travel. So now you have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveling. He resides somewhere. If while he is staying there, the Dhuhr prayer time starts, what he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do? He prayed the Dhuhr prayer and Asr together. And then he continued his journey. But if the Dhuhr prayer enter while he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is traveling, what he used to do? He delayed the Dhuhr to the Asr time and combine it. Whatever is easy. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah made it easy. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Traveler, he need help. He need his, you know. So Allah make it easy. And this is the rule of the religion of Allah. Na'am. If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves before Dhuhr comes in, what he does? He prays Dhuhr and Asr when? Together when? Asr time. Asr time. But if Dhuhr enters while he is moving, did he stop the people to pray Dhuhr? No. So he delayed to when? To Asr. Tayyib. The Hanafiyun, they say no. It's not allowed to combine Salah. They say it's not allowed to combine Salah. Okay, let us complete. There's another hadith too, inshallah. وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خرجنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك فكان يصلي الظهر والعصر جميعا رواه مسلم. Narrated معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه, we went out with Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم on the Tabuk expedition, and he would offer Dhuhr and Asr prayers together, collected by Imam Muslim. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقصر الصلاة في أقل من أربع لا. So in these two hadith, a hadith, Prophet used to combine the prayer. One time I and another brother, some of the brothers here, they know him, his name is Mahdi. Mahdi Warsami. We traveled to Virginia. And while we're traveling, we come to a masjid of Tablighi Sheikh. He died, rahimahullah, for COVID-19. That was years back. So we were praying and combining the salah. So he knows me, I used to be there. So he say, what are you praying? We said we pray in Dhuhr and Asr together. He said don't combine the prayer. We said that is the sunnah of the Messenger. He said no. Then he went to the, he said wait me. He has, subhanAllah, he graduated from Medina. He graduated from King Faisal University or Malik Saud University, one of the Saudi universities, but not Medina. So he had a big library. So he went. I said, he's looking for a book. Can I also go to get the book? He said, follow me. We went there, he's looking for a book. I look for Sahih al-Bukhari. Alhamdulillah, Sahih al-Bukhari has fahras, context. You can see any hadith in there by choosing the first word. So anyway, we get the hadith. This hadith, Anas, itself. The sheikh, I said, I get the hadith. He said, wait me. يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. Then I wait him. I went to the musalla, waiting him, I and the brother, until the sheikh came with a kitab. يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. So it takes time to look for. We said, sheikh, he's only man. Sheikh, we already have it. This is Sahih al-Bukhari. He said, wait. Okay, I wait him. Then he said, قال قاضي أبو يوسف. أبو يوسف said, قاضي أبو يوسف said that it's not allowed to combine, and the combining mention that the Prophet ﷺ did was جمع صوري. الجمع الصوري. What do they mean? الجمع الصوري. They mean Prophet ﷺ, how he combined, he prayed the Dhuhr at the end of Dhuhr prayer. The last, when Dhuhr prayer have only two rak'ah left, he prayed the two rak'ah, and then he prayed Asr, the first time of two rak'ah time. That is an image, is like combined, but it's not. Each salah took place at his time. Imam Shawkani, he said, who can do that? Imam Shawkani, rahimahullah. He said, who can do that? Who knows that? Prophet Muhammad did so. The general Muslims, can they do that? You wait the Salah Dhuhr until when only two rak'ah left. You enter. And you make sure you finish before Asr enter. And when Asr enter, you enter. Two rak'ah. Then, when the sheikh said so, or if he finished, Qadi Abu Yusuf Tab'an, he's one of the great ulama of Imam Abu Hanifa, Jazakallahu Khair. Imam Abu Hanifa has two big students, Qadi Abu Yusuf and Muhammad bin Hassan al-Shaybani. And they were close to the hadith than him. But so, rahimahullah, so he said, Qadi Abu Yusuf. Then I said, sheikh, let me read this hadith. And Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, look, I have a question. You and Qadi Abu Yusuf, who knows the religion more? The answer is clear. I said, Qadi Abu Yusuf. He said, do you think Qadi Abu Yusuf didn't know what you mentioned now? And this is the hadith. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he did, the sahabi, he said, when Allah's Messenger وسلم, means while on a journey, proceeded before the sun had declined, means Dhuhr time stand, from the center of the sky, he وسلم, delayed the Dhuhr prayer till the time of the Asr prayer. He وسلم, would then combine the two prayers. If the sun declined before he وسلم, moved off, he وسلم, would offer the Dhuhr prayer and write. Al-Muhim and the other hadith. The Shaykh didn't mention. Otherwise, there are many hadith. The hadith of the Hajj, Prophet Sallam, day of Arafah, where did he pray Maghrib? Prophet Sallam, day of Arafah, he was in Arafah. He, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, prayed Maghrib in Muzdalifah. That was Isha time. He combined. That was Isha time. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Okay. If they say that was Jam'u Suri, another clear example. Then they can have some hadith they can. But how about Prophet ﷺ, day of Arafah, when did he pray Dhuhr and Asr? day of Arafah. He prayed in Arafah. He prayed Duhur when the Duhur started. When Duhur started, he prayed Duhur. The first time Duhur Adhan was made, he prayed Duhur and then he prayed Asr. This is Jam'u Suri. Is he now delaying Duhur all the way to when Asr started? No. Impossible. And how are the great ulama? Allah gave them ilm. But they are not prophets at the end of the day. They are not the prophet at the end of the day. You respected them, they are ulama of sunnah, but when you find that the hadith is not with them, you go by the hadith. That's why how Allah protected this religion. لا تجتمع أمتي على ضلال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. My ummah will not get together, will not agree upon falsehood. فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول. If you differ in anything, take it back to Allah and to the messenger. It's not a religion of blind following. Otherwise, that's what happened to Christianity and when they follow their rabbi and their the Jewish and that. On the other hand, you don't make istighfar, you don't belittle the alim because he make this clear issue, because he may not know the hadith. Hadith didn't reach him. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, the ulama, they say, he get from the Quran, fiqh understanding. He didn't have the hadith. Yes, because few sahaba went there, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, comparing to Imam Malik and who were in Medina, and sahaba, they were there. There is a very nice book, Allahu Akbar, if any one of us could read that book, student, especially student of knowledge, Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, Raf'u al-Malam and A'immat al-A'lam, to lift the blame from the famous scholars. And he mentioned many reasons the alim may mistake. And still he will be given excuse. Many reasons. If you read, you realize that you give excuse to the alim of Ahl Sunnah, not Ahl Bid'ah. Not someone from day one he tell you there is good innovation. From day one he tell you he's not accepting the Sunnah. That's not the one. The one being talked about is someone who is upon the principles. قال الله قال رسول قال الصحابة. But after that he may not know the hadith, or he think there's another hadith contradicting, or he know one hadith from the whole chapter and that hadith shows Jam'u Suri, but he doesn't know the other hadith, or he think the hadith is authentic, yes, but it is abrogated, it's mansukh, or he think the hadith is contradictory to Quran, and he says since the hadith is Quran, the Quran is, he has something. Whatever, you follow the haqq. So this hadith is clear. Prophet and he pray Asr, the beginning of Dhuhr time, the day of Arafah. And he pray Maghrib and Isha at Isha time. He left it because the Sunnah is not to pray Maghrib in Arafah, rather to go all the way to Muzdalifah. And he complained, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the Sunnah. That is the Sunnah. But come and tell one of the Hanafiyun. By the way, the Hanafiyun, they are the most people in Taqlid. They're very strong on their opinion. The ulama mentioned that. The other madahibis, they are not like that. The Hanafi Sheikh, you cannot remove him. You cannot. In the Salah, when Salah is being prayed, tell one of the Hanafi brothers to get too close to you, he will not accept it. Bring all hadith, at-taras, connect it, at-taras. Naam, it's very hard. And the reason is because, Allahu A'lam, that they were not trained that to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the proof. He is the proof, alayhi salatu wa salam. When somebody converts to Islam, what do we tell him? To testify, so a scholar? He's a scholar of Islam? La. To testify that Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the Tawheed, is the Messenger of Allah. In the grave, what person is asked? So a scholar? La. Man Rabbuk, wa ma deenuk, wa man nabiyuk, who is your prophet? These are the situation the person most needs someone. And then on the day of judgment, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ messengers. Allah will call, what did you respond to the messenger? وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ what did you respond to the messengers? So they are the proof. The messengers are the proof. Because them, Allah protected them. Allah protected them. Allah prepared the risala. Allah yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Allah chooses from the angels and from the people messengers. So they are chosen. They are prepared. They are taught. They are given ilm and hikmah. Hum al-hujjah. They are the proof. رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. Allah sent messengers, so people don't have any hujja after the messengers. They don't have any excuse after the messengers. وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث الرسول. Allah said, we are not punishing until we send a messenger. So the hujja is a messenger. What the messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هذا هو الحق. If not, people will not leave Sufism. People will not leave Shi'ism. They will not leave Nation of Islam. They will not leave Qadianiyya. They will not leave any falsehood. Everybody honor his Sheikh. Everybody, his heart, his Sheikh is so high. That's human nature. But if he make his, yani his principle, قال الله قال رسوله قال الصحابة لن يخسر ولن يضل فمن اتبع هدايا فلا يضل ولا يشقى. الله said, whoever follow my guidance, he will not get lost. He will not go astray and he will not lose. طيب إن شاء الله to conclude with this مسألة. Many travelers they ask, if someone travels and he stop, he stay a place. For instance, you're traveling to New York and you stopped at Baltimore or Maryland or Philadelphia. You stop. When you are staying there, you are between where you left Georgia and where you went, New York. And you are not moving. You are staying, you are sleeping, you are visiting the city. Are you considered a traveler? So you shorten the prayer, you break the fasting, and the like, or you are not considered a traveler? Abdulaziz, how many hours? As long you stay in, if it's not your destination. Even if you stay here 2 years. Yeah, it's not your destination. Your destination is New York. So if you stay there 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you still consider a traveler. Okay. Na'am al-Wa'id. Tayyib, ahsant. Inshallah, that's what we... Conclusion: Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that's the opinion of the majority of the people of knowledge. If he intend to stay there more than 4 days, more than 4 days, that's his plan. To stay a week, to stay 5 days, to stay a month. From the time he enter, he's not a traveler. Let me finish. So you understand what the Sheikh said? What did he say, Sheikh Ibn Baz? It's not me, Sheikh Ibn Baz. Now, what did he say? If he planned to stay, how many days? More than 4 days. He said he is considered, if he planned to stay more than 4 days, he is considered a resident. He's not considered a traveler. What proof he used? What is the proof the Shaykh used? He said, because Prophet ﷺ, when he make Hajj, the fourth day of the Hijjah, he entered Makkah. And he was planning to stay in Makkah, not to go anywhere, until the eighth day. Until the eighth day to go to the Hajj. So he ﷺ came there for only Hajj. He planned only Hajj. He was planning to stay those complete 4 days. Yet he was shortening the prayer. 4 days. So they say ulama, whoever stay in more than 4 days and is he shortening the prayer, we need a proof from him. Some ulama, they say there is a proof. Prophet, he stayed Tabuk 19 days, Makkah 20 days, Khaybar more than that, and he was shortening. They say yes, he stayed that, but he didn't know he sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he will go, because he was at war, and the war can take long time, can take less time. So, but that Makkah time is the only time he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say we know he planned to stay there, and still he was shortening. So for more than 4 days. How about 4 days and less than? Obviously he's a traveler, because Prophet ﷺ, he was staying 4 days and he was shortening. How about if the person doesn't know? Now that situation, if it's known, how about if you do not know, you're waiting a call, a company to call you to have an interview with you. They may call you today, you go back. They may call you after a week, you don't know. The ulama, they agree upon. In that situation, even if you stay there 20 years, you are a traveler. Isn't it understandable? Anytime you 4 days or less, you stay in. No more than that, you are a traveler. Even if that time grabs, every time they delay you. After 3 days, you will have interview. Then after 3 days, you will have interview. Or they hang on. They tell you, we will call you. You don't know what they will call you. It takes months, years. The ulama, they agree upon, you are a traveler. Is this understandable? And Ibn Shaykh Mubarak says, that's safe, that's close to that. Instead of taking the opinion of 19 days or more than that, which the people of knowledge, they disagree on, complete your salah. And the origin is to complete the salah, they say. So be safe side. The ulama, they agree upon, if you complete the salah, even the first day, you are traveler, they say salah is valid. That's what they say. But if you, they differ, when you are supposed to complete, if you make 2 rak'ah. Now this is salah is valid. Somebody pray duhur, resident, he pray 2 rak'ah, his duhur is not accepted. So they say, be safe side, complete the salah. والعلم عند الله. But those other ulama, they also have something they are convinced with when they say that. And this is one of it. Ibn Abbas said 19 days, because Prophet ﷺ stayed Tabuk 19 days. But again, that's their answer to them. They said Prophet ﷺ stayed there for war, for fighting. He didn't know when he will go. But those 4 days, he knew, suddenly he was planning to stay there, and still he was shortening. More than that, whoever shortened and he stayed someplace, we need proof. That's what they... Any question or correction? Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.